Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm calling about LSU and what are their chances of getting into the football playoff.
I will put LSU at about a 45% chance to beat Alabama. And if they beat Alabama, I think they're definitely going to the playoff.
I don't know. I don't know if anyone in this country, including Alabama, can stop Fournette. I just don't know.
If you told me that the Nuggets' new point guard was going to turn the ball over 11 times last night, I would have said, Rockets probably have a pretty good chance at home against a mediocre Nuggets team.
They had 15 offensive rebounds, which was a problem for them last year. They only had 16 turnovers. That was a problem for them last year. You look at this stuff and you think,
oh, if you don't look at the shooting stats, the Rockets played a really great game.
It looks like they really focused on what their problems were last year and got them fixed.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's the Blitz, but no Fred Fowler. Barry Laminek and A.J.
Stupid old
Hoffman.
Barry.
Stupid Barry. We're going to try to bring this bad boy into the, I don't know what you would call it.
The home stretch?
Yeah, we want to bring it in for a landing.
Yeah.
But probably at like a bus station.
I feel like we've done so much good this show.
Man, I felt really good about how that interview went, and then Bryson said that I made things worse.
And I am going to wholeheartedly disagree.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you know what? Every good relationship is built on honesty and a little ratchetness. So, I mean, what is love without a little threat of violence?
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like that went well, and Bryson seems to disagree.
Today, overall, I think we've done a good job. You especially... Of getting to the bottom of these different, you know, with Dr. Fever. What is his name?
David Danger.
Whatever.
_ David Danger.
I don't know. I can't keep up with it. But with Phil Potts, Black People Meet, you know, his love of the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And
no, that's just a...
You are so wrong with that. You're really going to hell. And then we brought this couple back together and made things right, you know?
I thought we did.
I think we're doing good.
Well.
And you helped me realize that my wife is cheating on me with Jong. This has been a good show. I think this has been good. You've done a lot of good in these 2 hours, AJ.
Well, I'm a man of the people, Barry.
You really are.
I like to spread love and joy.
And, yeah, that's and, not all.
Yeah, and genital warts.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the big news this week, besides, at least for the Texans, besides the fact that they were really, really, really awful on Sunday. I don't know how many reallys did I do there? Three or four?
Probably not enough.
Really, 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 really awful. That's what I missed. I missed the emphasized really, really.
There
awful.
You go. There you go.
They were bad, but the even bigger story on Monday was the release of Ryan Mallett. And he got caught up in traffic, and everybody else somehow, and there were people on Twitter who were like, traffic was really bad. Yet there are 52 other guys on the team. Coaches, equipment guys, they all seem to be able to make it on time. Well, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle, this was a regular occurrence with Ryan Mallett, who, by the way, plays quarterback, which is a position that people tend to look at you as a leader on the field.
You should be.
And in the clubhouse.
You should be.
Well, according to Aaron Wilson, they endured him being late for a team bus in Richmond, Virginia, when the team was there for joint practices with Washington. A team official had to go to his hotel room to wake him up. Then he overslept for the training camp practice right after Brian Hoyer was named the starter. Mallett had been fined several times. We all knew about that part because it was on Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Ryan clearly just didn't get it. One Texans player, speaking on the condition of anonymity, told Wilson, how can you miss the flight? That's ridiculous and disrespectful to just not show up when everyone else is here ready to go. That makes you question whether he's cared at all about what we're trying to do or what kind of problems he's dealing with. He's immature. I think that goes without saying. With him being late so much and how he acted sometimes, it definitely makes you wonder what's going on with him. It makes you worry about him. Obviously, something like this makes it tough for him to get on with another team. He's got some changes to make, or his football career will be over. And this is sadly not surprising with Ryan Mallett. If you followed Ryan Mallett's collegiate career, he wasn't the most well-respected teammate. Hell, he got a public intox when he was in college, which, I mean, that's not that big of a deal, I guess. It's college. But we're talking about a grown-ass 27-year-old man at this point. He also admitted to drug use at the NFL Combine. And one NFL GM said, "It's the first time someone's admitted to us at the Combine that they were using drugs." And that's a little surprising, but I mean, Ryan Mallett, we knew that there were some things like this with him. I just kind of thought maybe they were all in his past. Mallett has a reputation for being a guy who likes to party, likes to cut loose. But there's a lot of guys like that who also show up on time for practice and make the team flights. It just seems like Ryan Mallett isn't that guy. And I understand what they say about we're worried about him, because this guy's not – I don't think he's getting picked up by another team. I don't think. I mean, at least not this year.
There was just an article. I didn't even read it because it was so ridiculous. But it's on Pro Football Talk where they – should the Patriots bring back Ryan Mallett?
Why?
Yeah, why would you want to bring back a dude who's causing so much turmoil in the club, in the locker room? Why do that? You don't need that. Everything is going just fine for you guys as the Patriots organization. Why would you bring that back? Well, I mean, this is why he failed in the draft. This is a big reason why, because everyone knew that his off the field problems were real and going to be, or had the potential to be, a big issue and a big part of who he was as a football player for their organization.
Well, in that draft class, that 2011 draft class, Ryan Mallett physically was one of the more intriguing guys.
Uh-huh.
And if you remember when he went to college, he was a top recruit.
Oh yeah.
Guys that got taken over him, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder. Like, it was a year clear, and Cam Newton, obviously. But it was a year where clearly teams were desperate to get a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Desperate. Colin Kaepernick went in the second round. Colin Kaepernick sucks at football, and he went in the second round of the NFL draft. Ryan Mallett ended up being the seventh quarterback taken that year. And if he didn't have the reputation that he had, I'd argue that he would have been the second, maybe the third. He's a physical freak. He's 6'6". He can throw the ball to the moon. He's all the things that...
He can't put any touch on it, though.
No.
Not going to happen.
But when this happens every draft, they see someone who's big and can throw the ball, who has arm talent.
Yeah.
And scouts go, ooh.
He can throw the deep ball.
If he can do
that's great.
We can fix everything else. And except for potential drug problems or
showing up on time, oversleeping.
Yeah. Lamont asks on Twitter, although Mallett is a fool, is it Bush for Aaron to report about Mallett 2 months after the fact, the Washington trip? I think Aaron may have just gotten that information during this investigation. I don't know for sure. I mean, if he knew about it when it happened and didn't say anything, that's pretty Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming that all this has just kind of come out now that he's talking to his former teammates and getting the whole story on the deal. But
yeah,
if he knew about that 2 months ago and for some reason didn't report it, yeah, that's Bush. But I don't think that. Well, I don't know. I don't know the guy, so I'm not gonna defend his professionalism, but I would assume that if he knew that, he would have reported it.
You would think. I mean, you're not going to get beat to that, you hope.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I'm going to tell you about dirt-free cleaning. Fall is here. The holidays are around the corner. You're going to have people over. they're going to look at your floors and they're going to judge you based on what your floors look like. And they may you may think they're your family because you were birthed by the same mother, or it may be your mother. She birthed you. She doesn't care. She's going to judge you according to how your floors look. Don't deal with that. Let your mom or your granny or whoever come over and see your floor and go, oh, I'm so happy he's become a good human. And you can do that with DFC Interior Cleaning. Those guys will come out. They'll get your floors looking right, man. They'll get you cleaned up, make your floors look like new. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using old school soap and chemicals, which can mess up your carpet fibers and can be harmful for you or your kids or your pets. You don't want to deal with that. They've got non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and a truck-powered unit that really sets them apart. Best technology in the game. Once the stains are gone, they're not coming back. And it's not just carpet. They'll do tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble. They'll do it all. And they'll do it on Sundays now. Sunday service now available. So if it's 41-0 and you accidentally vomit on your floor watching the Texans game, you can call Dirt Free. They'll come over. They'll take care of it on the spot. You call right now, and they'll hook you up. They get a family four-pack to the Texas Renaissance Festival with any purchase. That's $100 worth of Renaissance Festival tickets right there. And you go to the RenFest, you come home to a clean house. It's hard to beat that. Call 281-347-8373, 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for DFC Interior Cleaning.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, we are back. The Blitz without Fred Fowler today. He'll be back tomorrow, as far as I understand.
Everyone's hoping.
Everyone's hoping, but you can hope in one hand and get your trigger finger ready with the other.
It is still going. It is still going. We're following the drama during the break.
And Astros
girl,
drama.
Astros girl is still chiming in. She ain't scared.
I didn't know that. Astros girl apparently said that Dorothy looks like a tranny. That's fighting words, man.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
That'll make your
Twitter finger. What Twitter fingers turn into trigger finger? Chicken fingers? What was it?
The Twitter streets are dangerous.
They are not playing up in here.
No.
I believe the proper term ratchet? Is that what the kids say?
I don't really know much about that. I don't know the full meaning behind that.
I don't know.
I only used that word in the interview because she used it on herself.
Oh.
I don't know what ratchet is exactly.
I don't know. I'm not
that hip.
We should probably get Philpott. He's the one that's down.
I mean, I could Urban Dictionary it, but no. That's not necessarily legit.
Do you want me to try to get Astro's girl on?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, let's do
that. I don't know
if
I want to stir it up any further.
Why?
I mean, yeah. Go ahead.
It's getting good.
We were supposed to talk to Wooly B at 6:30, but
I
we're not doing that
to
anymore.
Astro's girl. I would rather get the ratchet side of the story.
Yeah, let's talk to Astro's girl, I guess.
Can we get Ray on too? Find out what her take is?
I don't know.
No? I would settle for Astro's girl.
I think Ray,
she's still going
Ray,
in.
Ray seems too peaceful. Like she doesn't.
She just wanted out.
Yeah,
Ray's still going in.
Yeah, Astro's chick is still in the fight.
I mean, yeah, Astro's seems. Chick is still going in.
So yeah, I would talk to her. I would talk to her for sure.
All right. Well, let's make that happen.
All right. Let's see. What does Twitter look like today? A lot of people love the show today. A lot of people complaining that we don't
Thanks,
talk
guys.
About sports.
Oh, there's a shock.
Yeah, anytime Fred's not here, I know that's what my Twitter feed is going to look like. You're not talking about sports enough.
If you didn't like this show, all right, you're probably not going to like Sunday.
Yeah.
If you like today, you might like Sunday. I don't know. Whatever.
I wish we could have had more Philpott talk.
Yeah.
I don't think. No, that's a tweet.
Oh.
I don't think he was going to give us much more than what he gave us.
He was fading.
Yeah, I think.
Down the stretch, he was fading.
Over time, Philpott will eventually tell us about his sexual conquests.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof, but today's not that day.
No. And I think if you have him on too long, he's got a tiny throat, and it becomes laborious. It becomes a chore.
Exhausting.
Yeah. So,
plus he had to run all those commercials on that other station that you're locked into when you're not listening to us.
I don't know what that one is.
It's 1560. There, you're not locked in?
Well, of course I am.
Dude, that's where Dan Patrick comes on.
Yeah.
Who?
It's a true story. I had no idea Dan Patrick had a radio show.
That. Yeah, you told me that last time.
Everybody around here was really pissed at me about that.
Yeah.
Smooth. And I was trying to defend him, and I was like, AJ was making a joke. But no, I wasn't making a joke.
Have you told the story about AJ being a Grinch?
What are you talking about?
we'll talk about it at the break and see if I need to tell that story.
Is it about the car, the Toys for Tots thing?
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
No. No,
I just haven't done it yet.
You just hate kids. It's okay.
Listen.
It's all right. You hate kids.
Everybody here was supposed to do a...
How do you have kids and hate kids? That's what I want to know.
I just don't like other people's kids.
You just don't like...
Sometimes I don't like mine.
I know.
But everybody's supposed to do a 30-second PSA for Toys for Tots.
Yeah.
And...
AJ tore up his copy.
No, I did not. I just haven't done it yet. And... They wanted it done today. By the way, it's not going to get done today.
Why not?
Because it's not.
Do it before you go home. You got plenty of time.
No, because here's the deal. I mean, the show, when Fred took the day off, the show changed for me. Like, what I have to do to prepare for the show changed. Everything changed.
Yeah, we haven't had many calls. Is that because of you?
That's because I don't answer.
Where's the texting at, AJ?
I don't take texts.
So you haven't had to. You've done less work than you would if Fred is here. So do it for the kids. Be a team player.
I'll write something and I'll read it tomorrow.
Either
for
that,
the kids.
Or just
I just haven't had
why
time
you hate,
yet.
Why you hate the less fortunate children in the city?
And in fact, you can ask Jong. And I came up with a brilliant idea to raise a lot more money for Toys for Tots than anyone else around here would be willing to do.
I mean, I thought it was a good idea.
And a lot of people around here didn't like my idea. I'll tell you during the break.
Then on the other side, we'll have Astros Girl.
Okay.
Yes!
We're going to get to the bottom of this yet. All right, we'll be back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's where no one ever
goes. Put it in your pants. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Let me do this read real quick before we get to Astros Girl. We're having lunch out Fridays at Nick's Place. Each Friday, John and Raheel and Unfiltered, which is... John and Sean Pendergast will broadcast live. You're looking live, folks. At 10 a.m. from Nick's Place. Oh, did I say Pendergast?
Yeah.
Oh, Sean Salisbury. My bad. That'd be really awkward if Sean Pendergast was there.
I mean, he loves Nick's Place.
He does. He's got that calzone there that's delicious.
What is wrong with you?
I just suck at this, man. This isn't my job usually.
I really miss Fred today.
And they didn't put Sean. They didn't even put Sean's name on here.
I really miss Fred.
From 10 a.m. to noon, or 10 a.m., starting at 10 a.m. at Nick's Place, meet us for the best Italian food and drink spot in Houston, 2713 Rocky Ridge. Kick your weekend off right with ESPN 97.5. So that'll start at 10 o'clock tomorrow. All right, let's go to the phone and talk to Astros Girl. Astros Girl, do you have a real name you'd prefer us to use?
No.
Okay, you'll just continue to be Astros Girl.
I mean,
Girl.
It's on your Twitter handle. Anyone that goes
Astros
and finds you.
Hilarious.
Why? Well,
is hilarious?
That whole Astros Girl, the header. It's hilarious.
Okay. Now.
Are you scared?
Are you,
for your life?
Are you the. Or is it you or Ray that made out with Bryson?
I never made out with Bryson, so I can't. I okay. don't know.
Are you in the toilet right now?
So it was clearly huh? right. Yeah, are you in the bathroom?
What is this?
No, you're on speakerphone.
On this is a professional radio broadcast in a top 10 market in the country.
I don't care.
Obviously. You know, this is Astro's girl.
Why are you on speakerphone?
I got up.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Good
we
Lord.
We can't have all of our business out there. This is just between the three of us.
Yeah, if they want to
listen. Nobody's in here.
If your friends want to listen, they can listen on the radio.
On 97.5 FM. Here.
Okay. So what's the deal? Why did you call Dorothy ugly?
I really didn't mean to call. Well, I didn't mean to call her ugly, obviously, but I didn't mean it by her really being ugly. What, it was really just
you
in
called
fun
her makeup
with
something.
Tweet.
You said that she looked
every girl who has ever got cheated on always says the other girl is ugly.
So you admit,
I don't care if they're pretty
wait,
or not.
Wait, so you
say.
Admit that you that something happened and you got cheated on. You
no,
just said that that didn't
that's
happen.
Why it's
but
trolling.
Now you're saying you're a woman scorned.
Did you
No, I'm telling you that's how you're supposed to play into it.
Did oh. you say that Dorothy looks like a tranny?
We can pull up the Twitter.
It says
and
on Twitter
copy it.
this is a tweet. I wasn't being mean, though. I said old girl was pretty, but her makeup was very tranny.
This is something that we were talking about from weeks ago.
Not about
actually,
this.
My cousin tweeted me and said, this is what you get. You can't go around calling girls ugly. And I said I wasn't being mean.
Okay.
The girl was not ugly. She was very pretty, but she had a lot of makeup on. So she looked like a tranny. A guy asked her, hey, are you a tranny?
But
and
you're
I
not
said,
talking about
see.
You're not talking
but it wasn't
about Dorothy.
About Dorothy. No.
Okay. So you don't think Dorothy know. Looks like a tranny?
No, I never said Dorothy looks like a tranny.
Do you think Dorothy is ugly?
I haven't even seen Dorothy.
She thinks
oh,
you're
seen
ugly.
Pictures.
I've barely seen Dorothy.
She thinks you're ugly, so you can feel free to.
It's okay. If she says I'm ugly, that's fine.
What do you think
that's
about
her?
What do you think about her saying that if Bryson can't keep his sideline under control, that she's going to have to check you?
I don't know what she said. That's why I'm calling, because I didn't
said,
hear the radio.
No, you don't listen
I
to the show.
I just been on Twitter.
Wait, hold on. You don't listen to the show? What's wrong with you?
No, I wasn't on the radio. I was sitting here watching the Addams Family, actually.
Okay, well then we.
So I didn't hear what was said.
She basically said, "Keep your ratchet ass in place," or she will turn her Twitter fingers into trigger fingers. Does that scare you, Astro
girl?
No,
that doesn't scare me at all.
Are you frightened?
Huh?
Are you frightened right now?
No, I'm not frightened at all.
She looks a bit crazy. You might want to heed the word.
No.
Do you have
no,
back?
I'm not scared of doing it.
Do you have, and I'm not asking like about your buttocks, like do you have people that have your back? Do you have people that can protect you?
Yeah, very much so.
Because she rolls one deep, so.
I'm not afraid of Dorothy.
Okay. Are you going to try to steal Bryson back?
Huh? No, I wouldn't.
Could
try
you?
To steal
could you
him
get
back
could if, you get him back if you wanted to?
Get him back? What yeah. do you mean? I never had him. We're friends.
Do
come on now.
Do you know
we,
how to
we
fight?
We are real life friends. We met over our love for the Rockets. We're Rockets fans. We're Astros fans. We're Texans fans.
Do you feel like you're the side chick because he only took you to an Astros game where they sell $10
no!
tickets and he got her floor seats to the Rockets? Does that make you feel like the side piece? Maybe.
No, that's my friend.
Maybe it should it.
He's literally my friend.
Right.
Do you know how to fight if it boils down to it?
Any time that he poses when he's with anybody else, I always mess with him. Like, that's something everybody who follows me, follows him, can see. If he poses that he's with Ray, I'll retweet it and say, oh, so you with your other girl. I mean, I'm always trolling him. It's funny. I do that. Like, that's why it's petty in my name. It's fun. It's petty. Like, he knows that I'm playing.
Do you realize, though, you're C-blocking him, right?
Yeah.
Like, a real friend helps their friends get laid, and you're doing the exact opposite.
He's probably going to get laid off of this, trust me.
Why
is probably bigger than anything.
Why does your profile say, my honus got deleted, let me live? What does that even mean?
That's so funny.
Why does that mean?
What is said, your wholeness can get deleted, and that is the funniest statement in life.
Man.
How is that not funny?
I don't know, but you have a lot of tweets. You don't, do you have a job?
Huh? Yeah.
Are you at work right now?
No. Okay. I'm at home.
What do you do for a living?
Y'all are nosy.
Well, this is an interview. We're investigating.
What the hell did you call on the radio for if you're not going to answer questions?
Yeah, well, we want to investigate the situation.
Let me ask you. I'm going to ask you like I asked Dorothy. Have you ever considered dating a white guy?
I have dated a white guy before.
With a speech impediment.
I don't know about a speech impediment.
See, you're cold-hearted. Yeah. Dorothy said yes.
She's
I see why you're just the side piece. You've got to open up. You've got to open up your heart.
I know why you're just the side piece.
Yeah. This is why you only go to the Astros game. You have no heart. You have no heart. I've got a guy over here.
Like, I'm a good person.
What's your handle on Black People Meet, Astros girl? What's your handle on Black People Meet? What's your handle?
I'm not on Black People Meet.
Anymore. What was the handle?
I don't think I was ever on Black People Meet.
Are you on Tinder?
I'm not on Tinder either.
Really?
Right. I'm on Instagram.
Well, after this whole thing, maybe you should get on Tinder or Black People Meet. You're
going to
need help from now on. I'm just saying.
Why?
Everyone's looking at you like you're ratchet.
No, everyone.
They are.
Has. Nobody took this to heart but Dorothy. Dorothy's the only one that got mad.
Do you think Dorothy?
Why she got
you
mad.
Were still but tweeting at her after her interview.
We both went on there and said, Dorothy, we're just playing. It's not real. You know, I even side-ticked Bryson, me and Ray, to make sure, you know, he wasn't mad. She wanted to still be mad. That's on her now.
She thinks Bryson should block you on Twitter. What do you think of that?
If he wants to block me on Twitter, it's okay.
Listen, real talk. Answer the question. Don't just laugh and giggle and avoid it. What are the chances of Bryson hooking up with both of y'all at the same time?
Who, me and?
And Dorothy and Bryson. What are the chances?
It's a better chance at me and Ray happening.
Oh, okay.
Man, what's the chances of us? What's the chances you guys get a webcam? Never mind.
Yeah, is that going to be on Instagram?
Yeah. Can you Vine that?
All right. Well, Astros girl, I thank you for your time. I don't know that we're any clearer.
I'm not a bad person.
No.
Yeah.
You got to talk to Ray now.
But you did say someone looks like they have tranny makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And you won't date a white guy with a speech impediment. I think you've got a black heart. I think you're a mean person. It sounds like it anyways.
No.
All right.
Well.
All right, guys.
Have a good day.
I don't think
that... What do you think, Sean?
I don't think that went
any better?
No, I think you probably made it worse.
I don't think I made
it worse?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Barry probably made it worse.
Yeah, Barry did.
How? I was trying to get the guy hooked up with both of them.
No. I think you were trying to sabotage it.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't trust her.
All right. Let's hit a break. And when we come back, we'll end the show with Hoffman on Hollywood, because we do that on Thursdays. I'm going to tell you about Sports Manias. It's fantasy football season. And I got to tell you about an app that's going to help you out. It's called Sports Manias. Go to the App Store. It's a free app. That means it costs $0, which is good for you. Search for Sports Manias, one word, and it'll give you a leg up on your competition. You can import your teams from Yahoo, CBS, or ESPN. You'll get personalized feeds from fantasy football experts, including breaking news, scoring opportunities, fantasy points, and milestones. Real-time updates on your players and just your players to help you make smarter lineup decisions. I've been using this app to help me out because I've got teams in all of those sites, and it's really nice to have everything in one spot. Sports Mania is a brand new fantasy tool that gives you an edge to help you dominate your league. So get on your cell or tablet now, go to the App Store, download Sports Manias for free. That's one word, Sports Manias.
ESPN 97.5.
Grain, a little drop of dreams can go so
I know you got live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz, wrapping it up. I want to apologize to Ray, who was the one girl involved in this that we didn't get to, but we've done too much.
Yeah.
And we don't have enough time to get her
back
on.
Run its course.
It's the last segment of the show.
Before you do the Hoffman on Hollywood,
Ray may have been a better interview than Astro's girl, though. Astro's girl did a lot of giggling.
Yeah, it wasn't that good. From the toilet, too.
Yeah, it was on speakerphone.
Yeah, it's not professional. Before you do Hoffman on Hollywood, though, I had to bring this up. I found this fascinating. There was a story on Bleacher Report, Kyle Newport posted. There's a punter, Steve Weatherford. I don't know how much you make in a week or for 4 days. I imagine it's close to this.
$130.
Yeah, it's close to this. So this punter, Steve Weatherford, he was cut by the Jets after one game. All right, they signed him on a Saturday, one day before the team took on the Patriots. Weatherford played for them on Sunday, punted four times, averaged 40.3 yards, and then he was cut because the Jets got their punter back. So he worked for 4 days, and he made $51,000.
That's not bad.
I'd call it a year.
Yeah.
I would not keep going. Like, if John was like, hey, we're going to give you a Diet Coke for coming on the Blitz and $51,000, that would be a wrap for me for the rest of the year. Now, I know that's close to your money anyway, so this isn't that big of a deal to you. But I just found that fascinating that you can go in, put in basically, 2 days worth of real work. I'm sure he didn't do anything on Monday or Tuesday. And earn a little scratch and call it a week.
I could see that. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
I'd be down for that job.
Wouldn't bother me.
But that's one of those things, like, backup punter is even better job than
backup quarterback.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, because you don't have to do the rest of the stuff. Like, you work 2 days and then you're chilling out. Because he signed for the veteran minimum of $870,000. Divide that by, 17 and the dates, and $51,176 for one game.
All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood, John. All right, let's start with Suge Knight has pleaded guilty, or not guilty, pardon me, and Cat Williams, by the way.
What?
Pleaded not guilty to robbery charges filed against them after a celebrity photographer accused them of taking her camera last year. The pair appeared briefly in an L.A. courtroom Tuesday and entered the pleas, which need to be re-entered because a judge determined 2 weeks ago they should stand trial for the incident, which happened in September of 2014. If he does it again, I will shackle his hands to a chair, is what they said, because Suge Knight, apparently, when he was in court last time, held up a message to his son, a happy birthday message, while he was in court. Knight acknowledged that he understood the judge's warning and did not do anything this time. Cohen is taking a hard line with Knight, who's had a series of medical episodes in court and refused to leave his cell for one hearing, prompting the judge to sign an order to have him forcibly brought to the hearings if necessary. I tend to believe that Suge Knight is not guilty of this because the person who's accusing him is alive. Normally, when Suge Knight's accused of a crime, there's someone dead laying around, and this person seems to be breathing and living.
Cat Williams was in on this?
Cat Williams, yeah.
That's weird.
He's one of your people. A comedian.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Sure.
Yeah.
That's weird. I would not have put those two together, especially as a crime duo.
Okay. Yeah.
What?
The Bonnie and Clyde of
apparently.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon has a ride coming to Universal Studios Orlando. It's actually kind of cool. According to the comedian, he made an announcement. It's going to be called The Race Through New York, a 3D ride that takes guests on a journey through the Big Apple. Universal officials said guests will step into Studio 6B, where Jimmy will challenge them and their fellow audience members to a white-knuckle race. Race Through New York, starring Jimmy Fallon, expected to open in 2017. Jay Leno never had a ride. Never had a ride. All the cars, no ride.
I was going to make a chin reference there, but yeah. I won't.
Donald Trump bought back his slogan, Free to Make America Great Again. And this is actually funny. A buddy of mine is the guy who trademarked that. His name's Bobby Bones, and he did. I did radio with him in Austin, and he's since moved to Nashville and does like a national radio show, which is it's a country music show, and he's like the biggest country music DJ in the country now.
Okay.
He got Donald Trump to write him a check for a $100,000 donation to St. Jude's Children's Hospital because
he
was filing suit against him every time Donald Trump said "Make America Great Again" because he had trademarked that. So he had to sell that trademark back to Donald Trump so he can use it for his campaign.
I would have kept the money. Why donate it?
I mean, it's for, you call me a Grinch.
Dude, no. If he's the biggest country music DJ in the country, then he won't need that money.
It's going to a charity.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like
Jung's backing that's why you up, AJ.
Yeah, I'm backing
down.
You up.
Oh, okay.
That's why he didn't keep the money. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't need it.
I thought you meant why did...
I don't care. That's stupid.
Why didn't Trump
That's a 100 GER. I don't care.
Justin Bieber has caught the attention of Clone a Willy, which is a sex toy company that helps people make fully functional replicas of their sexual organs. The company offered Bieber $1 million to advertise their product and to make a Justin Bieber willy that women can use. Apparently, it's undetermined yet if he's going to agree to this, but they don't think he's going to. Justin Bieber, he's popular, he's talented, and now, as the entire world knows, he's quite well endowed. You can only imagine a huge billboard of Justin Bieber and Clone a Willy in West Hollywood. So this
How
may be happening.
How does the world know this?
I don't know. I guess they saw his dong.
And what did I miss? This is disturbing.
Google it, bro.
Nope.
He was in the. There were pictures leaked of his dong.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's disturbing. He's a child.
No, he's a grown man now.
Oh,
he just looks like a child. Okay. He looks like he looks like an 11-year-old covered in tattoos. He's a
apparently
grown man
with a huge.
Yep.
Willie. All right.
All right, Barry. Thanks for sitting in today.
Yeah, man. Talking sports with you.
Thanks to Jong. Thanks to David Philpott. Thanks to Rockets Twitter for their contributions to the show today. We'll be back tomorrow, back with the Falcon in studio. Until then, stay sportsy, kids. Laid back.
With my mind on my money. ESPN 97.5.